بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد
وعن جابر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أراد أن يغزو فقال يا معشر المهاجرين والأنصار إن من إخوانكم قوما ليس لهم مال ولا عشيرة فليضم أحدكم إليه الرجلين أو الثلاثة فما لأحدنا من ظهر يهمله إلا عقبة كعقبة يعني أحدهم قال فضممت إلى اثنين أو ثلاثة ما لي إلا عقبة كعقبة أحدهم من جملي رواه أبو داود
Just to recap the chapter which we are discussing, also pertinent to the overall guidelines that were given to us with regards to safar and journey. We have to bear in mind the majority of the asfar or journeys that occurred in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were not similar to our journeys where more often than not we are vacationing or going on some business work. Sahaba's journeys directed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were missions that were sent out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for da'wah as well as for jihad, etc. So a lot of the ahadith that pertain from which these etiquettes of asfar and journeys are gleaned, you have to bear in mind are in that particular context. Sahaba were broken up into two groups. One is what we call the muhajirin, those who made hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama, having made hijrat, they gave up their livelihoods, their homes, their families, their support. And basically, they were totally penniless when they came to Madinah Munawwara. The second group of Sahaba, what we call the Ansar or the residents of Madinah Munawwara, they, in the spirit of the brotherhood of Islam, under the guidelines of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they embraced these muhajirin into their homes, into their lives. And they were greatly encouraged, despite their poverty and despite their financial needs, to assist the muhajirin and in the brotherly spirit of Islam to exhibit great generosity. If we bear this little background in mind, we'll understand the light or the spirit that is advocated in these particular ahadith. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended an yaghzwa to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on an expedition of jihad. At that time, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the companions, the sahaba, Ya ma'ashar al muhajirin wal ansar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O assembly of muhajirin, that is those who had made hijrat, and the ansar, the residents of Medina. Inna min ikhwanikum qawman. Amongst your brothers, they are people. Laysa lahum mal. They have no wealth whatsoever. Wala ashira. Nor do they have a family support or system. Each of you should attach two or three of them to himself. Each of you should attach two or three of them to himself. Therefore, in the light of that, the Sahabi Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says, there did not remain a single one of us, except that when it came to his conveyance, he would take equal terms, equal turn with others in riding them. He said, I also myself attached two or three of them to myself, and I had a turn to ride my camel just as they had a turn. There are no better and more beautiful examples of the spirit of the brotherhood of Islam as was displayed by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly the Ansar of Medina. And Allah Ta'ala in the Quran attests to this. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يحبون من هاجر إليهم ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. Very very beautiful verse in the Quran. Discussed it briefly, but in the context of this I'm translating it again. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم. Allah Ta'ala says, referring to the Ansar of Medina, تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم, they had established their homes and Iman before them, in other words, before the Muhajireen arrived in Medina Munawwara. If you want to look on the world scale today, the closest example to Muhajireen will be refugees. Look throughout Europe, look throughout the whole world, see the manner in which elections are being won. What is currently happening in so-called first world advanced nations of the world, there is a drive to instill hatred against refugees. People that have migrated, this concept is being put forward. They are stealing your home, they are stealing your land, they are stealing your jobs, they are somehow usurping you of your positions. So hate them, turn them away, banish them, lock them up, put them into detention centers, do this, do that, whatever. We can see what's happening in the whole world and what type of seeds are being planted. Here we see the spirit of Islam. What does Allah Ta'ala say? The residents of Madina Munawwara, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They had true love in their hearts for the refugees that came to them. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِّمَّا أُوتُوا. Whatever those refugees took of Madina Munawwara, of their land, of their birthplace, whatever jobs or wealth or possessions they took, whatever riches they earned, the Ansar of Medina, those who were the true residents of the land, لا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا. There wasn't even an iota of jealousy or hatred or regret in their heart for whatever their brothers took. Further than that, greater than that, were they wealthy that they could share their wealth? No. يؤثرون على أنفسهم. Allah says, the residents of Medina Munawwara gave preference to the refugees over themselves, even though they were hungry and in need. This is what this was a resplendent display on the one hand of what Islam teaches us, to be generous, to have open hearts, to love for your brother what you love for yourself. And over and above that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. The one who is saved from the shuh, from the greed and the avarice of his soul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are indeed the successful ones. Islam teaches us, spend on others. See if someone is in need, assist that person. Sahaba practically showed us this. They are going on a desert journey. They themselves have meager means. Yet one Sahabi, whoever had a camel on a desert journey, is sharing that camel with another two or three people. Not sharing it in a way that I take the lion's share because it is my camel. أُقْبَةٌ كَأُقْبَةِ أَحَدٍ comes in the hadith. Each one shared as if they all had an equal share in that animal. So equal time, equal usage of the animal. The one that owned it didn't have this mindset that I own it, so I have a greater right over you. They shared to such an extent. This broke down the very essence of selfishness, greed, malice, avarice, that unfortunately, more often than not, is part of human nature. This is why when Islam speaks of generosity, we are encouraged towards generosity in this manner, that with this acknowledgement, that hamein maal jama karna aate hai, kharch karna nahi aate hai. We know how to accumulate and gather, we don't know how to spend. To spend needs mujahada. And like I mentioned previously, the beauty of spending is a lot of us come with this, that, bhai, you know what, we hear you have to die, you have to prepare for akhirat. But what must I do? I'm so involved in dunya. I got this thing, that thing. How can I take the love of dunya out of my heart? How can I increase the shauq of akhirat? There is no more effective means for that than spending. You love dunya, spend the wealth. Spend it on others. Allah won't take it away. Allah will give you even more. But by spending, the shauq for akhirat will come. This is what we learn in Quran and Hadith. And we see this beautifully displayed in the lives of Sahaba-e-Kiram. This quality of breaking down selfishness, greed, malice, jealousy, envy, inculcating the brotherhood of Islam, the love for one another. Many instances this was, the Arabs were very conscious about family connection, about social pedigree, about background, etc. This spirit broke all that down. They didn't look at color, they didn't look at race, they didn't look at family connection, or which background, whether it was black, whether it was white, لا فضل لعربين ولا لعجمين إلا على التقوى. The teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no virtue over one person over another on the basis of whether he is Arab or non-Arab, or he's or لأحمر ولا لأسود, whether it's black or white or whatever his color of his skin is. The only basis of superiority in Islam is taqwa. And for taqwa to come, generosity has to be there. The shauq and the fikr, this concern to spend on others, address the plight and the need of others. And this is what is an attempt by why we are encouraged to go out in what we call umumi jamaats. Go out, don't go out in jamaats with a group of your friends. Go out in jamaat, umumi jamaat. Different people, different background. And the most effective way to inculcate these qualities is what we call our pedal jamaats. Because in pedal jamaat there is this sharing of the conveyance, sharing of the means, etc. Practically, we are encouraged what is called the brotherhood of Islam. And we find that many of the usul and principles of our pedal jamaats, if we look at these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will understand from where they are extracted. Allah give us tawfiq.